And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Let's throw open our doors here for the House of Wellness right across the country into Melbourne's 3AW, 2GB in Sydney, Brisbane's 4BC, 5AA for Adelaide, and Perth in 6PR. Welcome, one and all. Our lines are open too on 131 873. And said Phillips, a frog in my throat just to start the show. That doesn't augur well, does it? Lovely to be joined by healthy chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley Pullen today.
Morning. Hi. We need some good nutrition for that throat.
It's just a little dry throat. I've got some water here standing by. And I might go to our pharmacist and medical herbalist who's on call for you as well, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed. And the normal frogs that you would worry about would be chocolate frogs, wouldn't they?
That's quite true. Yes, you make a good point. Hey, a little bit later on, we're going to have a look at one of my favourite vitamins. I don't know if it's a herb. Ginkgo biloba, we're going to cover off in the A to Z of vitamins.
Yep, tis a herb.
Funny name.
Yeah, but it rolls. I know you like saying it.
I say ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba. And we'll look at what it does. We'll also chat with Fiona Welsh a little bit later on. She's the editor of the House of Wellness magazine. I think the latest issue is out now with Sophie Monk on the cover.
I love Sophie.
She's so funny hosting that Love Island thing.
She's great.
Bouncy 20-year-olds on the lovely Spanish island of Mallorca. Also, cannot wait to chat with Aussie Diamond champion netballer Laura Geitz, who's going to join us a little bit later. Not only has she played, 100 games for her team in Queensland and won premierships
Incredible.
And won world championships, just took some time off to have a little baby boy, Barney.
Look, it's a woman who can do it all. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, so she's making her comeback. We'll find out what that's like for her. And all our callers, of course, if you get through, you can get yourself in the running to win a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. You got your copy of the wellness magazine there, Gerald, I see.
Yes, and it's a brilliant read. It's really a highlight of the month. It's almost a coffee book table, a coffee table book or magazine with Sophie on the front and lots of great articles and great health stuff inside.
Now, I'm glad we've got you both here because we chat about superfoods, we hear about acai and so on. Everyone wants to be kind of under that little inverted commas, I'm a superfood. Right. But one that I reckon really qualifies, and you're quite passionate and knowledgeable about, is hemp seeds, which were made, I guess, legal to grow now as of last year. And I wanted to clarify first up the difference between hemp and the hemp seeds. Now, there's the THC that gets for all the happy smokers out there. We need to emphasise because there's a bit of confusion about it.
So these seeds have no psychoactive element to them as well. So they're cropped differently, grown differently. And what's unique and amazing about them is just that nutritional profile. They have omega 3, 6 and 9. So what we're actually always looking for is the balance of good fats. There's something called a lipid layer around every single cell. So what we need is a constant supply of fats.
Okay, yeah.
But it's making sure that we have the correct balance. So that ratio of 3, 6 and 9, what hemp seeds does have is that correct balance. The other thing, obviously, is protein. We talk so much about protein. Yeah. Plant-based protein can be a little bit different to animal protein.
Yeah.
It has to do with all the essential amino acids. So what's nice about something like hemp seeds, it's a complete protein. So what that means for vegetarians, vegans out there, is that they can get that exact perfect little, bound up element of protein in the actual hemp seeds themselves.
It's kind of the miracle crop too, Gerald. It takes less water, requires less water to grow than most other crops. It grows really quickly.
The other thing, Zoe, which fascinates me, it's GMO free. Now we're in a world of genetic modifications of our food, and that does my head in. Actually, I know that there's arguments to and for.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts?
I think we are in a world where we overconsume in food, so I think there is a balance that we actually need to provide when it comes to genetically modified, but it's making sure that is done in a very safe way where it's not interrupting other crops that are nearby as well. But I also do think as natural and as way nature intended it is obviously going to be the best for us as humans, for the environment as well. So it definitely is important, I think, to try and choose products that are GMO-free, so genetically modified free.
By the way, what's it taste like? Describe that.
So it's kind of, I love the taste of it. Obviously being, I get all excited because obviously food is my everything. Imagine it's sort of halfway between a pepita and a sesame seed.
Yeah.
So it's got a lovely, soft, oily texture to it. What I find great about it is that you can throw it in so many different foods. So it can really kind of have a variety of sweet to savory very easily. Mm. I've crumbed chicken with it. So I've That's done clever. A beautiful batter with, you know, putting it on the top afterwards.
Yeah.
But then I've also added it to muesli and smoothies. And Gerald, I know you love using it as well on your
cereal.
Yes,
we do. Well, we've crumbed cutlets in the House of Quigley. Yes. And as late as as late as yesterday.
You have the best wife ever, by the
freshly, way. Yes, look, I tell her that all the time. We had a homemade pumpkin soup with a big dollop of yogurt in the middle and a heavy sprinkling of hemp seeds. And it just gives it that little bit. How about that, Ed?
Yeah, clever. Good on you.
Yes. So it was just terrific. The other thing which is worth probably reminding all of us is this inflammatory issue, Zoe, because we know that inflammation drives disease. Mm. And if we can do anything to bring the balance back of pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory essential fatty acids, the world's going to be a happier place.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I know we talk about superfoods and sometimes it's thrown around as being sort of this marketing thing. But again, you know, in essence, what superfood has is more phytochemicals than another product.
Right. Yes.
And a lot of these, what stands out is that is their anti-inflammatory nature as well. We look at turmeric. You know, different types of mushrooms as well. So we don't need to be overly complicated in the type of foods that we're choosing. And it's one thing. I am a very much a advocate for supplement taking. I think that is important. But obviously, I think coming from your diet is the best way and the most accessible way for people to be able to actually get superfoods into their diet on a regular basis.
We should add, you're an ambassador for one of the new players in the game in Thompson's that make these amazing hemp seeds too. So
they're a great company to work for. I literally, when I was given the opportunity, I was over the moon. I also think when it comes to superfoods, a lot of these products are sourced overseas.
Yes.
Things that we can actually find in Australia, we know then that it's ethical in all on all majority of the levels as well. And I just think it's, you know, it's worthwhile kind of supporting, obviously, the Australian industry
absolutely.
As much as
and that's
can.
The new regulations today, Zoe. Now, that food has to be, if it's from overseas...
That.
And isn't it about time? We need to put some ethics back into food labelling.
Transparency. Let the consumer understand what they are consuming and what they're purchasing.
And then they get the right to actually decide.
Yeah. Now we're going to consume something delicious. You're going to make something, as you always do, one of our nutritious to delicious segments. And let's use the hemp seeds. So what have you got in mind?
A
little bit later on.
We did three beautiful recipes that will come up in not this week, but next week. So we did a hemp food Super Bowl.
Okay.
So these are the kind of things that you can make in advance. You can freeze them. They're great for little snacks. If you have having a little sweet craving.
You didn't bring them in, Zoe. Where are they?
Sorry, guys.
Can I get a snack?
I know.
Anyway, and we'll have those recipes up on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. So plenty coming up across the course of the hour. We would love to hear from you too. If you've got some aches or pains or you're a bit more curious about something that we mentioned on the show, perhaps nutrition related or to do with perhaps some of your scripts or medical management issues, love to hear from you. Here's our number, 131873, from wherever you're listening to us, across the country, in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, 131873 is our number, and one of our callers is going to walk away with a very handy $100 voucher to go and spend on anything they like at your nearest Chemist Warehouse store. Stay with us. We'll be back with some of your calls and also the editor of the House of Wellness magazine, Fiona Welsh, joining us next.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Nice to have you listening in right across the country. Ed Phillips here, joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen, Gerald Quigley as well. We always chat about the anti-inflammatory qualities of turmeric. We know it comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant. It's got a long history of being used in Chinese and Indian medicine practices as an anti-inflammatory agent. It may temporarily relieve the pain of arthritis and mild osteoarthritis as well. It may also reduce joint inflammation and swelling and thereby increase your joint mobility and movement. Well, turmeric's also believed to help relieve the symptoms of medically diagnosed IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Right now, you can get Healthy Care Turmeric 100 capsules at only $17.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if the symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We're here for your calls too across the course of the morning. Take advantage of that with our experts, 131873. Quickly to you, Jeff in Geelong. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good, my friend. How can we help you out?
I'd like to know the benefits of kombucha.
Do you want to go? Let me go first, though. Briefly, Jeff, we know. Look, it's been around for a long time. It's essentially a Manchurian mushroom extract.
Oh, is it?
And the probiotic in there is Saccharomyces. Now, the difficulty with kombucha is there's claims galore. We don't have any evidence to support their claim. But when you look at the fact that it's a probiotic, so it's a medicinal yeast, there's got to be benefits for your gut. So provided it's not in some of the commercial products available, Jeff, are loaded with sugar, you need to avoid those. And a lot of people actually grow their own. I've seen it grown over the years in people's baths and they
really?
Bottle it up and okay. bring it into the pharmacy and say, here, I've got a little present for
this
you.
This is why I'm a shower guy. Yet more evident. Now, what have you got something brewing in the back shed?
So, look, I have grown kombucha quite a few times.
Big
so
surprise.
You want, yeah, very
in the bath, Zoe?
No, I'm I'm very cleanly. So the interesting thing about it is obviously it's very hard to grow. And what I definitely find with kombucha is that it's what you're actually adding to it. So the kombucha itself, again, does have great elements of probiotic. But the thing with any of these types of fermented foods is that if you are over fermenting, there can be issues that actually will actually do detriment to the gut. So it's really important to actually get the correct SCOBY, which is the initial mother that you actually get to actually start the process of growing and making your own kombucha. My advice is make your own as opposed to buying it. It's very expensive to buy it.
Okay.
It really is. And it's not hard to make. You just, again, have to get that initial system to start it off.
Okay. Hope that clears that up. Jeff, thank you, mate, for your call. 131873 is our number. Gerald's been proudly holding his current issue of the House of Wellness magazine, which will please our next guest no end. It does feature the stunning Sophie Monk on the cover. And Fiona Welsh is the editor, joining us now on the line. Morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Ed.
Can't get a better endorsement than Gerald holding his own private copy. Probably signed by Sophie.
Morning, Fiona. I'll get it signed by you, Fiona.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the cover girl. What's she discussing in this month's issue?
Oh, look, we just love Sophie. She's such a down-to-earth person. And so she's really just talking about where she's got to in her 37 years of... a lot of it has been on TV or in movies, as we know. So I think we go behind the scenes a little bit about her. She's just finding happiness in being on her own at the moment. Of course, that can change with Sophie, as we know. But she is happy being single, and she just talks about how she is successful and what she's doing in her journey through life.
You know, I love reading your magazine, and I love a lot of the focus is on positive body image as well. I've got a four-year-old. It's one of these conversations that I'm worried about when she actually comes to talk about her body image. What is it that you guys are trying to always, the positive message you're trying to reach out to people?
Yes, I think we have to talk about it all the time, Zoe, as you know. It's an ongoing issue with so much social media.
Yeah,
so
it's
many
confusing.
Expectations. And I think for particularly we're talking about primary school children too, who are really struggling with these sorts of things. And so to give some parents some ways to have confidence in their own bodies, and then they can pass that message on to their children, and just to be aware of the little conversations that might come up from time to time where they can talk about these issues. And as you know, in your field, it's really important to have those honest discussions with
definitely
them.
It definitely also I always find that being the best version of yourself, and I like what you said there about nourishing the adult, so then the adult is in the confident position to then give the children the great advice and all
so
those
important
little, yeah those little messages.
Fiona, we all have a great relationship with our mum, particularly sons, our mums, but what a wonderful article about Janet Roach and her son Jake. And Janet's article, Raw Essentials, which is the tea company that they both have. But what an amazing story from a guy who has just recovered from incredibly serious and life-threatening injuries. Mm. Now to come back and be just not only a great ambassador for wellness, but an all-round nice guy in spite of all the things that have been thrown his way.
Oh, so true. And look, you know, he's obviously gone through a lot with having a serious burns accident. Mm-hmm. And to be able to work with his mummy, Janet, and produce these teas, but then to use the money from the teas to start a foundation to help other burns patients, I think it's a lovely thing that they're both doing. And they're actually making a difference. We talked to a girl, Brittany, who has been able to access some of this money and help her own situation. So it's great to see that not only is he recovering well, but he's actually able to help others as well.
And I love that you've gone to the original, the first Australian TV MasterChef in iconic Margaret Fulton
for
some delicious recipes in this issue. Good to see her back again.
We all love her, yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, her recipes will live on, you know, throughout the decades. She does some beautiful recipes.
I know that Zoe's got lots of cookbooks, would be in almost every household, but would Margaret Fulton be the most widely accepted recipe book person, Zoe, would she be?
Look, I think what Margaret Fulton has that other people don't have is that love and that trust and that heart. Yeah. Her recipes are wonderfully consistent. They've always been very all about sort of, you know, not necessarily always the health is the focus. The focus is on the love of the food.
Sure.
She was monumental in influencing me and my mum when it came to sort of cooking and the types of foods we like to eat.
Now, Fiona, I turned 50 last year. I've been trying to convince myself it's the new 30. And you back this up in print.
We have. We've done this one just for you, Ed.
Thank you.
Too late.
Everyone knows we have millennials. Fiona. We all know about millennials. But what about the perennials, the ones who have reached 50? And for some reason, everyone's talking about it being at the peak of your powers. So you've reached the right age for the phase of your life.
Fantastic. Okay, now tell us how everyone around the country can pick up a copy of the House of Wellness mag.
It's out with the papers today, and it's also in Chemist Warehouse stores around the country.
Fantastic. You've covered all our House of Wellness TV show contributors in Joe Stanley. Zoe, you're in it, of course.
Exciting.
Zoe Marshall as well.
Oh, listen
everyone,
for it.
Except me. Everyone except me.
Have you got maybe... Maybe just a little column, perhaps half, even a third of a column.
You're in it every month with some advice. You've covered everyone except me. Have I done something wrong by you, Fiona?
Not at all, Ed. I'm sure we'll be seeing you very soon.
You will now.
Just give me a spatula. I'll help Margaret Fulton, you know, whip up some sort of a souffle thing. Lovely to chat, hon. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Fiona.
We'll come back with more of your calls. 131873. Thanks for standing by. It is the House of Wellness. Gerald Quigley, our expert pharmacist and medical herbalist. Soup chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen standing by as well. More in a moment.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Introducing Nuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, ibuprofen and paracetamol, but in the one tablet. So just the one tablet of Nuromol provides more effective and longer lasting pain relief than two 500 milligram tablets of regular paracetamol. So for superior pain relief, make the switch to Nuromol. It combines the power of two active ingredients, the ibuprofen and paracetamol together, in the one tablet. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, the Nuromol 12s are just $7.49. Always read the label, of course. Use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
It's the Healthy Hour dedicated to you each Sunday morning right across the country. The House of Wellness, your experts, Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, standing by with me, Ed Phillips. And let's get your calls, 131873. Jody is in Pakenham this morning in Victoria. Hello, Jody.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Morning.
Yeah, I'm just wanting some more information about a good multivitamin. I'm hitting the big 50 next year, so something that sort of accommodates around for that age group. And also keen to know a bit more on the turmeric. What's a good one to start with?
Jody, it's an amazing question for someone like you, because that's when we start to realise that we're about halfway through our little time here on as mere mortals. So, look, there are some really wonderful Australian formulated multis. And you need to get the ones where there's plenty of vitamin B, because whether we like it or not, we live in a stressful society. Turmeric has to be available. So if you're going to use turmeric in cooking, lovely, but it's really not enough to make a difference to levels of inflammation. So get a brand of turmeric, and there's some great brands that clearly give you high doses of turmeric, not so much the curcumin, but the turmeric as the whole herb. And the other thing, we talked about omega-3s before, is we need to consider good levels of omega-3s. And Zoe will have some thoughts on food options to go in there. Yep. We'd like to think we can get all this from food. We can't. We don't. That's the reality.
Yeah, look,
so
I
do consider those things.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think supplements and diet are the way here. Remember, obviously, that your requirements of things like vitamin D, your omega-3 fatty acids, these all increase the older that we get as well. So if you can look at the types of foods which are going to be supported with the supplements you're taking, remember, things like yogurt, kefir, canned salmon, broccoli, legumes, they've all got a good source of vitamin D in there as well. But again, it's all about making sure that you can absorb that. So if you've got a sluggish gut, you've got inflammation through the gut, you need to make sure you've got your prebiotics in there. So they are your good sources of fiber coming into the diet as well. So you could add some chia seeds, obviously lots of fruits and vegetables contain natural fibers in there. But it's also making sure that you've got your probiotics in there to support all the absorption you possibly can. The other thing also, I think, you know, like Gerald said, you know, we are in a very stressed society. So let's not discount how much we actually need things like magnesium to actually support our neurochemicals and our adrenal glands as well. So taking a supplement, I think, at nighttime to make sure you are sleeping. Ed and I were talking a lot about the chemicals, the neurochemicals that need to be replicated and supported. These are all your appetite chemicals happen at nighttime. So sleep is so critical through this process.
Hey, you guys, we know how great our produce is through Australia and New Zealand. Yeah. Is that where we should perhaps source our supplements? Are they as good as anywhere in the world?
Look, Australia and New Zealand have got regulatory restrictions, Ed, which are world class.
Well,
and,
definitely.
I'm not a fan of buying these things, and I'm sure you're not either. Zoe, buy them on the internet. It's risky. Yep. You don't know what you're getting.
Without a doubt.
Stay, and I think even have a face-to-face connection with the person so they take some responsibility for what they're recommending.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a big one as well, is making sure that you are getting the correct advice. I mean, obviously, it can be expensive to see naturopaths, nutritionists, but it's worth the money, I really think, to give you the right guidance. And more importantly, you don't want to be taking too little or too much of a supplement. It's a waste.
Right.
It's a waste of your time and a waste of your money, but more could have bigger ramifications health-wise as well.
Yeah.
So,
definitely Jody,
worthwhile.
Great question. And as you can see, we can go on and answer that endlessly, but that starts a multi-pronged response for you as well. We cover that all off on our website too, houseofwellness.com.au. Esther, we had also a query from you about magnesium. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, all. Yes, I'm in bed at the moment. I've been taking a high dose of magnesium for about a week, and it's helped a lot, and I mean a lot, with my cramps in bed at night.
Yes.
Now, what I want to know, Gerald, is I don't want to overdose on this. How do I know when I have had enough, or I should cut down, or the best time to take this?
You're taking it perfectly, Esther, at night time. And once those cramps have left you and they've been gone for about 3 or 4 weeks, you can slowly start reducing the dose. If the cramps come back, go back up and take them for a longer period. Take the magnesium for a longer period of time. It takes about 3 months to restore good magnesium levels. And then with good magnesium support, and Zoe will tell us some foods, but nuts is a good way to start, your levels will be maintained. But sometimes at the demands on our magnesium stores are large, and that's when cramps arise. So you're doing really well.
Yeah. How good's the magnesium? I'm such a big fan.
Oh, I'm a massive fan. So look, it's really understanding that your RDI, your recommended daily intake, is around 350 milligrams. So it's, again, taking the supplements, like Gerald said, it's cumulative. It builds up in the body. It takes time to actually really get the right supports and decrease deficiencies that might be happening. But you need to support it then. So once you've corrected the deficiencies, it's the diet that needs to then come in and support that as well. So lots of green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds, good dairy products in there as well. I always go for organic over non-organic, purely because I think that, again, it has a higher quantity. There is quantifiable evidence out there that it does talk about the fact that organic does have more nutrients than its non-organic counterpart.
All right, great question, Esther. Hope that helps you out. Roslyn, a quick one from you in Pimble. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, good morning. Look, I have broken out with some hives in the last 6 months. I'm 55 and I've never had like any skin issues in my life. I'm on a low histamine diet, just keeping all those things down.
Good.
And I don't know why they're coming. I sort of, if I eat the same thing or like turmeric too much, I certainly know that that's reactive. So I'm pretty sensitive. But it's just, why these hives? Everything else is under control. Other symptoms are getting better, but the hives are just there every day, and they come up and then they go down.
Yeah. Rosalind, keep a little diary and track out of 10 how these hives are. So record perhaps two or three times across the day, out of 10, how the hives are. The antihistamine of choice is called quercetin. Q-U-E-R-C. Now, that's available, and that stops histamine being released from mast cells, which is what you see as hives. And you can take that two or three times a day as the level. But look, you'll have to be a detective, Rosalind. There can be so many reasons behind these things.
There are some very sort of typical foods, things like nuts, chocolate, fish, tomatoes, eggs, berries. They often are high histamine types foods as well. So they are often going to be trigger factors.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of detective work, like Gerald said, because, again, you might have some low-lying underlying allergies. And what it is, it's when you're having a combination of all of these foods at the same time. That's the trigger. That's there's not one standout element. It's an accumulation of these things triggering your body.
All right. Good luck with that, Rosalind. Thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher as well. We chatted one of those superfoods. I think it's the star of 2018, the hemp seeds. You want to make something that's not only nutritious but delicious as well with these hemp seeds.
Yeah, look, I love to cook. It's my favourite thing. So we thought on the show that we would actually prove to people how tasty this food can be. Okay. So we did three recipes and we tested the audience out there. Yeah, and Gerald's now holding up the actual packet itself.
I've wet my finger and dunked it in.
Excellent. So we did a hemp fruit ball. So simple. Lots of dates, nuts, macadamia, Brazil nuts. And obviously we rolled it in the chocolate hemp powder, which was delicious. We put a berry in the middle as well. We also did a really simple hemp smoothie. This is a way to get extra veggies into a smoothie as well.
Right.
So
okay.
I actually put spinach in there. We put a bit of avocado in there as well. But again, it had the whole food hemp flavored powder in there as well. But we also put a little bit of virgin coconut oil, or you could put the hemp oil in there, which is a lovely tasting oil.
When this taste testing was taking place, Gerald?
Look, I'm just shaking my head here because we've missed out on all these.
I'm sorry. I do love you guys, and I will cook for you one day.
We need to show that love with some food samples.
Okay. Well, next one you made was?
The last one that we made was a hemp pancake. Now, this such a simple recipe. I make it for Emily all the time. It's literally eggs, hemp flour, hemp seeds, and whatever fruit you've got left over. So if I've got those black mushy bananas, they go in there. I've got a little bit of pear or rhubarb, which is beautifully in season right now, that will go into it. And then I'll just top it with a little bit of coconut yogurt or normal yogurt, sprinkle some little seeds on top.
Gosh.
I've also done this particular pancake savory.
Yeah.
So I've just omitted the fruit.
Yeah.
And then I've used it with a little bit of smoked salmon, bit of avocado. It's just, again, my theory when it comes to food is obviously, number one, make it tasty and let the health shine through that way as well.
Good.
It's a simple approach. And I find that my daughter will eat all those types of foods, particularly the pancakes. They're an absolute lover for her.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right, from superfoods to super athletes. Next up, we're going to be joined by Aussie Diamond Laura Geitz, making a bit of a comeback after just taking a few months off to have her first baby boy as well.
Aww.
She'll join us next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Do you want to earn the respect of your mates? Well, right now, buy the new fragrance David Beckham Inspired by Respect from Chemist Warehouse, and you could win a corporate box to watch an AFL or NRL match for you and three of your best mates. With top notes of bergamot, grapefruit and lavender, David Beckham Inspired by Respect will leave you feeling as admired as the great man himself. That's a lot. Just buy any 90ml bottle of David Beckham Inspired by Respect for just $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse, and you can win that corporate box to watch any AFL or NRL match for you, and three of your best mates will become even better mates, I can assure you. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/inspired-respect. You'll get the full T's and C's there. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, we chatted superfoods this morning. Let's shift our attention to super athletes. When it comes to netball, superstar Laura Geitz has done it all. I think 64 test caps now and captained the Aussie Diamonds to a magnificent Commonwealth Games gold medal in 2014. Followed that up with the Netball World Cup in 2015. Over 100 games with her Queensland Firebirds and I think three premierships at last count as well. Look, she's been a bit slack recently, I won't lie. Laura took some time off, about a year and a half, to have her first little baby boy, Barney, but she's back on the scene now, and we're here to pick her brains and see how the comeback's going. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good morning, morning.
Tell us about the return to the netball circuit. How's it been when you look back now after the chaos of your last year and a half or so?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. I'm currently on an away trip with the Firebirds at the moment, and I get a night away where I get to sleep.
I like it.
So fantastic.
Oh, it's lovely.
It takes on a whole new meaning in an away game. Yes, I just see it for the sleep. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's so true. No, it's been really great. Obviously, there's been some challenges, and particularly early on coming back. And, you know, obviously I'd never been in a position before where I'd had a baby, and just the return to high-level sport is definitely takes time, and your body's gone through something that it never has gone through before. But it's, in saying that, it's quite empowering and
definitely
a challenge to get up for.
Definitely. Look, I've got a little 4-year-old now, and I put on 20 kilos with Emily.
Did you?
I did.
Goodness me.
I wasn't eating. I was doing Good Chef, Bad Chef and eating everything inside.
True.
But tell me a little bit about, I want to know your tips. How did you get back into shape? Because I was quite gradual and calm because I was, you know, loving the changes I was going through and I didn't want to force the process. But what did you do?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think probably the biggest thing I learned is everyone's on a very different journey. I was really quite lucky during my pregnancy. I was able to remain quite active with Barney, and I did a lot of Pilates and yoga.
Beautiful.
And I did a lot of Pilates. I actually did a session up to the day before I gave birth.
Oh, you are impressive.
So, wow.
Yeah, I was really lucky in that regard. But I suppose, you know, the pregnancy I didn't struggle with. And the same thing, I had early morning sickness, so I would eat everything that I could lay my hands on, basically. I was going through the Macca's drive-thru, which is such a bizarre thing, you know. When you're
normally healthy, I get it.
Someone just takes over your body. And I remember driving down the highway and seeing the Golden Arches. I was like, I need to get there right now. Mm.
Did you have any cravings? We were laughing about that with some girlfriends last night. I craved apples, celery and cucumber. So
I didn't have any cravings. I just, from about 6 weeks onwards, I'm a big coffee drinker, and I could not stand the smell, taste, sight of coffee. So for the entire pregnancy, I couldn't have any coffee.
That's good. That's a good thing.
But
like
torture,
Yeah, which is a bit of a blessing, apparently, when they say, you know, it's not a great thing to be having. But, so it took over my body in a way that I wasn't prepared for. And I think, you know, in terms of coming back after having Barney was probably the big challenge. Just, you know, the mixture of sleep deprivation and
it's a big one.
Recovery and, you know, just, I suppose, being a full-time mum and just the impact that that has on you whilst balancing work life is difficult, absolutely very difficult.
Laura, you are one of many elite female athletes I admire. I mean, bloke, male athletes, they get it pretty easy, really, because you train and you really, that's it. But you've got to be multitasking all the time.
Yeah.
What sort of a role model do you offer to little kids who come up and say, oh, Laura, can I have your autograph? I like what you do. Do you find much of that happening?
Look, I think, you know, the platform that netball's enjoying at the moment is increased popularity and little girls recognising and becoming very familiar with the girls that are playing our sport. And
sure.
I think that's a really great connection for the youngsters to know that it's easy to or to understand the pathways and to understand that if that is what they want to progress with, then it's not completely out of touch. So I think that's a really important part of what we do, and we have to realise that. In terms of returning in the light of motherhood, I'm definitely not the first lady to do it. There's currently some wonderful role models doing the same thing in the SSN. So, I think at the end of the day, it's tough. There are challenges, but I think we just have to remember that it was our decision to do it.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm really lucky. I've got amazing family support. So
and that's the big one, isn't it? Building that support network around
And all those teammates keen to be babysitters as well, I should think. Hey, time's going to beat us, Laura. Quickly, quickly tell us how people can get involved with the Fuel to Fly clinics that you've got.
Very simply, just heading to our Fuel to Fly website and registering there. You'll be able to see all the locations of the clinics. We've got lots coming up for the July school holiday. So please come along and join us. We'd love to see you there.
Fuel to Fly is all you need to Google, and that'll take you in the right direction. Great to chat with you, you absolute champion. Great to have you back on the netball courts too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Laura. Good luck with everything.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go those Firebirds. All right.
And mumming.
Laura, guys, there. Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a little break. The A to Z of Vitamins coming up next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Love having a company across the country so far this morning. This is the House of Wellness, the TV version coming up from midday on Channel 7 across the land. Joe Stanley will be back to find out why turning on the tunes can actually turn out good for you. It's good for your brain. And we send out Caroline Pemberton to help us get over the winter blues. They're in earnest now. We're midway through, we've started winter properly, haven't we? But the temps are cold. Exercising, so good for your mood as well. And I'm really looking forward to having a chat with two-time cancer survivor and author Josie Thompson, who's going to tell us some of the secrets in how to live with cancer as well and fight the fear. Really important also. You're in the kitchen doing something nutritious and delicious.
I'm doing a beautiful green winter soup. It's yummy. It's got a little bit of spirulina. It's something different. And very simple.
Okay. Channeling Dr. Zeus. Green.
A very exciting initiative for recycling in schools as well.
Yeah.
That's coming up too.
All coming up on the TV show today. You can follow all the episodes. Special guest TV sweetheart Georgia Love joining us as well. Former bachelorette now as well. And you can follow up episodes of the show on houseofwellness.com.au. Indeed, people can tap the Ask tab and ask you anything if we didn't get through all our callers today.
Yes.
Now, A to Z of Vitamins time. Ginkgo biloba, funny name. What's it mean? What's it do?
It comes from a leaf head. About 200 million years, the ginkgo tree is estimated to have been on the earth.
What?
So, and this is an extract from leaves, which has got multiple actions.
Okay.
Very briefly, it helps our vascular system. So important for those that get chilblains or get cold hands or cold feet or get ringing in the ears. Because of the microcirculation, ginkgo biloba plays a role in reducing the risk of glaucoma and macular degeneration. It is one of these herbs that's worth having a chat to your practitioner or your pharmacist about, because there are multiple benefits.
Ginkgo biloba, funny name, does some wonderful things though. And the A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy. For healthy energy and vitality, try New Zealand's number one premium supplement. It's now available in Australia. All right, we've got to jump. What about a winning caller from this morning, Gerald?
The winner today is Roslyn from Pimble, who was struggling with her hives, showing us that you've got to be a bit of a health detective if you really want to look after your own health. So, Roslyn, you win the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
All righty. Thanks for all your deliciousness today, Zoe. We'll see you back on the TV a little bit later from midday.
Can't wait.
Gerald will be there to answer everyone's questions as well live on TV. And we'll do the same thing again next Sunday morning.
We'll look forward to it.
Country.
See you next week, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.